Blog Talk Radio.
WHPNN Radio Network. WHPNN Radio Network.
Rejoice 1023. An exciting mix of music and ministry. Welcome to Mortgage Talk with your host, Rick Montgomery.
During the broadcast, you'll learn the ins and outs concerning your mortgage and how to manage your finances when owning a home. Now, here's your host, Rick Montgomery, with Mortgage Talk.
Inviting you today with State Farm is there for you from the Douglas Bradley II office located at 8668 Broadway, Maryville, Indiana. We have the friendliest staff this side of heaven anxiously waiting to serve you. Your needs become our priority. We are very prompt, professional, and courteous. We will keep you informed with up-to-date information when it concerns you and your family. We specialize in tailoring our products to your unique situation. The information you choose to share with us will be kept in the strictest confidence. We look forward to growing with your family and the needs that develop. We spoil our customers. We will not take your business for granted. We represent State Farm, but we work very hard for you. Our team members are Agent Douglas Bradley II, Angela Harris, Deborah Murphy, Kenneth Singh. You can contact us at area code 219-756-3700. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there for you.
Well, all right, and welcome to Mortgage Talk. Hi out there, I'm Rick Montgomery, glad to be with you on Mortgage Talk. Man, glad to be with you. I had a full week, telling you. You know, as some of you may know, I'm starting a insurance broker business, and it's already in effect, and it can really keep you going. A lot of training to be involved with, and a lot of product knowledge to be able to learn, to understand, so we can bring the savings out there to you. And so we're doing what we do. You know, we want to be the one-stop place. We want to be the place that you can come to and get your mortgage loans. We want to be the place that you come to and get your homeowner's insurance, get your life insurance, get your retirement insurance. We want to be that one-stop place for the new millennium. And so we want to be there for you, because not everybody wants to have 4, 5, 6, 7 advisors. They want one, you know, at least one, no more than two, but they definitely want one to be able to bring them the savings. And indeed, they can go see one person, hold one person accountable for all their needs, because they're moving around and moving around fast in this new millennium. And so we want to be able to be there to offer that type of service, and to give you the best type of service that you can possibly have. And that's what MCC Financial Service does. It brings you that type of service. And so that's what we're doing here at MCC, to bring you the best kind of service that we could possibly can, and starting a new business, a new career is something exciting for me. It really is, man. I just get excited. You know, I've been blessed by the best to be able to start something new, and to be able to go at it full force, wholeheartedly, and to bring about nothing but savings and helping to so many people. And that's what I do, and I thank God for being bit by the bug of the gift of giving. This is Mortgage Talk. I'm Rick Montgomery. Join me, of course, in the studio at WHPNN Radio Network. It's Dave the Man. He's our engineer. He's here at WHPNN Radio Network, because we are streaming, baby. We're streaming nationally throughout the internet. We're streaming worldwide. We stream to over 200 countries to let us come into their neck of the woods so we can bring them Mortgage Talk. Now, of course, it won't be possible if we didn't stop off in one of our favorite directories. Of course, is Blog Talk Radio. Have been proud to be part of the family. Thanking you and yours for joining us here at Blog Talk Radio. Thanking the Blog Talk listeners who's indeed worldwide. I appreciate them for tuning in to Mortgage Talk and tuning in even after we air. They still tune in and listen to Mortgage Talk. It really means a lot. Thank you guys so, so much. Thanking engineers down there at Blog Talk for doing a good job. Thank engineer here, Dave the Man, here on Mortgage Talk, who's doing a fantastic job here with us. Thank you, Dave, so much. I am here to bring some information to you. I'm here because I'm going to talk about a few things, and I'm not going to go too much in a long-winded, as you know I can be, but I want to share some information with you. And one of the information I want to share with you is Fannie Mae. And I'm just going to share a little brief information with you about Fannie Mae and some of Fannie Mae's programs, at least the ones that we're aware of. And certainly to let you know that the HEART program is coming to an end. The HEART program that was created in 2009 is winding down and coming to an end. But it's still out there, so you still have a chance to go. And I'm going to give you a little bit details about the HEART program. So at least so for some of us who didn't know, didn't hear it, you will have some information. If you want more information on the HEART program, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/mortgagetalk1. That's the number one symbol. And you can scroll down and find the HEART program as we give you some good details about the HEART program. But even back then, there were certain adjustments that was made on the HEART program that is not in that pre-recorded air show. So we want to try to give you something a little bit different. Fannie Mae. How many of you really know what Fannie Mae is and what Fannie Mae does? We know, if I ask somebody, and I have, they will tell me that Fannie Mae is a government program. Okay? Some will tell me that Fannie Mae is the government. Okay? Some will even tell me that Fannie Mae is one of the best out there and that everything evolved around Fannie Mae. Okay? Well, I'm going to tell you what Fannie Mae is and what Fannie Mae actually stands for. Fannie Mae is the Federal National Mortgage Association. Say that again. Fannie Mae is the Federal National Mortgage Association, commonly known as what we know it by as Fannie Mae. Fannie Mae is a United States government-sponsored enterprise, and they've been sponsored since 1968. They're not part of the federal government. Okay? They are a public trading company that exchanges and trades on the stock market. By receiving support from the federal government, Fannie Mae assumes that some public responsibility, they do assume some public responsibility. But the GSE provides a secondary market in home mortgage purchasing. Mortgage from the lender, for some of the lenders who originated the loan. Fannie Mae is a good and has good programs that you should be aware of and certainly can't qualify through some Fannie Mae programs because they're out there and they're very, very good programs that you should be aware of. Let me just get calculated a little bit. Fannie Mae loans. Interesting. Let's see what we have here. Let's see how good can we be here. I'm going to my computer. Is Fannie Mae and FHA the same? Some people ask. Okay. The Federal National Association, better known as Fannie Mae, and the Federal Housing Loan Mortgage Corporation, better known as Freddie Mac, act and support for lenders so they can give more money to potential home buyers. Unlike FHA, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac do not insure loans given by lenders. You got to know this because a lot of people out there were thinking that they were like FHA. FHA is a government program, okay? So they do insure loans. Fannie Mae do not insure loans, okay? So you need to know that. Let's go Fannie Mae guidelines. Let's see, can we touch on it? Okay. Fannie Mae requires homeowners must also meet a minimal credit score requirement. In order to be eligible for a Fannie Mae-backed mortgage, that is known as a loan, for a single-family home, this is a primary residence. Your FICO score of at least 620 for a fixed-rate loan and 640 for adjustable-rate loan ARM is required by Fannie Mae. I bet some of you guys didn't know that. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were created by Congress. They perform an important role in the national housing finance system to provide, liquidate, stability, and affordability to the mortgage market is the reason for the creation of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The federal takeover of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac was a placing in was a placement in place of a government-sponsored enterprise, GSE, the Federal National Mortgage Association, which is Fannie Mae. And let's dig a little bit more deep in here. Okay, here we go. You know, it's rough when you're having a computer and you're really trying to get things off of your computer and you're looking at your notes at the same time. Okay, here we go. On September the 6th, 2008, the director of the Federal Housing Finance Agency, better known in acronyms as FHFA, James B. Lockhart III, announced his decision to place the GSE into a conservatorship run by the FHFA, which is the Federal Housing Finance Agency. Okay, I'm just going to say acronyms, but I want you to know what it means. At the same press conference, United States Treasury Secretary stated that placing the two GSE into this conservatorship was a decision he fully supported and that he advised that the conservatorship was the only form in which I would commit taxpayers' money to the GSE. He further says that I attribute the need for today's action primarily to the inherent conflicts and flawed businesses model embedded in the GSE structure and to the ongoing housing connection. The same day, the Federal Reserve Bank chairman stated in support at the time was Ben Bernanke, stated in support, I strongly endorse both the decision of the FHFA Director Lockhart to place Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac into a conservatorship and the action taken by the Treasury was appointed Chief Executive of Fannie Mae. A acronym of a TIAA, I don't know what that really means, but that's what they have here. Okay. The combined GSE losses of U.S. at $14.9 billion and the market concern about their ability to raise capital and debt threatening to disrupt the U.S. housing financial market. The Treasurer committed to investing as much as U.S. dollars of $200 $1.5 billion in preferred stock and extend credit through 2009 to keep the GSE solvent and operating. The two GSE had outstanding more than US $5 trillion in mortgage-backed security and debt. The debt portion alone was at $1.6 trillion. So the conservatorship action has been described as one of the most sweeping government intervention in a private financial market in decades, and one that could turn into the biggest and the best for the government bailout ever for private companies. And that's the one time that the bailout was happening, and a lot of money was being lost, and a lot of money was being lost by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and so therefore they had to step in and they had to take over to try to find some kind of solution to this, and what can they do to inspire the market to get people in coming out to invest into the market. So we can look at it to the day and say, did it work? Did it actually do something? What did it really do for us? Did the market, from what they did, is it working? Some say it is, some say it's not. But is it working? Is it actually truly working? Well, you know, there have been a lot of other good programs in the time. And of course, you know, one of the programs that I was very, very happy about, and that was the HARP program, HARP, H-A-R-P program. Okay, that is the HARP program. I was very delighted about it and program. What is a HARP program? Because I'm going to change the course a little bit because we're talking about Fannie Mae, and this is part of their program, by the way. What is the HARP program? Okay. Introduction. Let's introduce the HARP program as if we first met it back in 2009 when it was introduced to everybody. The HARP program enables borrowers with little or no equity to refinance into a more affordable mortgage without new or additional mortgage insurance. The HARP target, okay, the HARP target borrows with loan to value LTV ratio equal to or greater than 80% and who has limited delinquency over a 12-month period to refinance. Through the HARP program, you can get a lower interest rate, which means less out-of-the-pocket cost each month. Get a shorter loan term or change from an adjustable fixed-rate mortgage to a fixed-rate mortgage. I'm sorry, and change from an adjustable mortgage, to a fixed-rate mortgage. Sorry about that. There's no minimal credit score needed either. Did you know that? Now, under the HARP program, it includes no underwater limited. Say that again. And this is why I don't know why they're taking it away. Under the HARP program, there is no underwater limit. Now, you know what underwater means, okay? In the automobile industry, it's called upside down. In the mortgage industry, it's called underwater. It means you have no equity. Without equity, you cannot refinance your property. It is hardly impossible to do so. But with this particular program, it enables you to utilize it minimal to qualify, and as long as you've had some decent, at least 12 months of on-time paying here, you have a chance here to qualify. You have a chance to get out from under that adjustable rate that's now adjusting. You have a chance to get from under that fixed rate that was a little higher that now you can get it a little lower and save some money. You have a chance here to now finance your property that where you have lost over the time frame over the downfall of the market in 2008. You have a chance now that you can refinance the property with no equity in the property because you lost value and you're upside down in the property, better known as underwater. You have a chance here to be able to get from under that, and that is nothing but a big relief with a huge weight taken off of your shoulder under this program that the current president is letting get away. This program was working. Borrowers will now be able to refinance regardless of how far their homes have fallen in value. Previous loan to value limited were set at 125%. No appraisals or underwriting. Most homeowners will not have to get an appraisal or have their loan underwritten, making their refinance process smoother and faster. Modifying fees. Certain risk-based fees for borrowers who finance into short-term loans have been reduced. Less paperwork. Lenders now need less paperwork for income and have a borrower by documenting that the borrower has at least 12 months. Come on, listen now, listen. Has at least 12 months of mortgage payments in reserve. Program deadline. The end date to get the HARP refinance program that has had an end date for the last 2 years. And with the demand of the people, with the demand of people like me and you, with the demand of homeowners like me and you, with the demand of people in community of all walks of life who was blessed by the best to have the American dream, stood up to their congressman, stood up to their senator, and send them back to Washington and said, you better extend the HARP program, and they did. And now, here we are again. Come December the 31st, 2018, the announcement has been made that the HARP program will be coming to a stunning stop, a end. It will be dead. It will be dead. With no program set forth in mind to be one of substitute for the HARP program, minimal announcement has been made and some statements has been said that a program that a program is going to come, that a program is going to be there. You see, when you got a program that you're going to introduce that you feel is better, or when you have a program in line, you don't have a problem in making an announcement that we have the Michael Finn program that's going to be one of the best programs out here, we fully understand and believe. We have the Equinox program that's going to be out here that we feel fully and understand that it's going to be a great program for homeowners and that it will supersede and last longer than a HARP program. We have no problem in putting forth some of the intake of what this program consists of. But when we make statements that we have a program with not a name of a program or who is developing this particular program or what kind of program
program that this program is going to be programming, then we don't have a program. We got nothing. We got nothing. So on December 31st, 2018, I strongly suggest once more that you tip-tap on that doorstep, that you kick it hard and knock it in, that you look your congressman dead in the eye or blow his phone up. If you got his private numbers, blow him up too, but make some personal appearance down there to the so-called congressman office and make a understanding demand that you work for us. And we want this program to stay intact. We don't want to hear this hocus-pocus stuff that funds are being depleted. We don't want to hear this hocus-pocus stuff that the program was not a good program since it came into play under the Obama administration. So we don't want to hear about the undercover white racism that still come about and let a program try to fall between the cracks of it that's helped people out in general. We don't want to hear that mess. Tell it to somebody else who wants to breathe life into that make-believe. Let your congressman know that we will be saying, nah, 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 hey, 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 goodbye to the program. But we're going to be saying, nah, 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 hey, 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 goodbye to you. Let your congressman know that this is a program that works. It has never been proven that this program do not work. It's never been proven that this program is useless. It's never been proven that nobody utilized this program, so it's a waste of time. It's never been proven about this particular program, but announcement came out as if you took some old shoes and threw it under the bed. Oh, well, I got rid of those shoes, okay? No question. We have new shoes coming. There's going to be some new shoes. I guarantee you, there's going to be some new shoes coming. And that's how they treat us with the HARP program. The H-A-R-P, HARP program, December the 31st. Now, don't you get caught up into the yokey, though. Oh, they've been saying that for the last 2 years. Yes, they have, and people have stood up and fought. Have you been around America? Have you seen the foreclosures? Have you seen some of the homelessness that's taking place in California, where you got people living in tents, Oakland, San Francisco? Have you seen some of the poor in Chicago, Pittsburgh? Have you seen people losing their homes? Have you seen people struggling and all they needed just a little help, just a tink, tink, tink little help? Well, this program was given tink, tink. Now, it's not a program that's going to be able to solve the problem, but it's going to be able to help those that fit into the category of what it stood for and qualified for to be able to get out. You see, everything is done in groups of categories. We all know this. Insurance company operates that way. We all know this. So it's going to help this particular group. It may not help that group, but it'll make that program bad. So there's another program that can work for group B. But it's so many millions of people that's in this group category program that needs the program. And now we're shutting the door on a final note and throwing some words of nothing, vapor. We've thrown vapor words out there by saying that we have another program coming with no information related to how it's going to be ran, who's going to run it, what's the structure of it, when it's going to be introduced, what does it contain. We don't know nothing. But we certainly can make a statement that the HARP program is coming to an end. Interesting, isn't it? Interesting. So talk to your congressman. Demand that he do something about this particular atrocity of taking away a program that's going to work for millions of people. Now, if you got a program better, baby, bring it. Let us hear about it. We don't want to wait until the you finally want to introduce it, or when you introduce it, what, a day or two before it ends, but you introduce it after it ends? Millions of people. The bum rush to try to gain as much as they can out of this particular program. Let me just give you some of the information related to this program. At least let me get some of the people, because some of you people were lost in space. Some of you had your head somewhere, but didn't have your head in the right spot. So some of you probably never even heard of it, or you heard something about it, but didn't know what it was. So let me just give you some qualifying details about this program, how to get started in qualifying for this program. If you qualify to refinance your mortgage through the HARP, H-A-R-P, acronyms of this program, you'll go through an application approval and closing process similar to when you got your original mortgage loan. The HARP lenders will work with you through every step and will help determine if the HARP meets your specified needs. Outlined below are steps to get started. Well, it's outlined for me, and I'm going to talk to you about it below. Step one, verify the HARP eligibility. Verify if you are eligible for the HARP refinance using HARP verification tool online. Go to HARP.gov. Go to HARP.gov. Step two, gather your financial information. Make sure that you have your basic financial and loan information on hand when you call your mortgage company to get qualified for the program. Have all your stuff together. You know that. Moving on. You know you got hands together. Your mortgage statement, you're going to need that. Include information on any second mortgage lien that you may have, that you're combining those two liens for one, if it applies to you. Your income detail, your pay stub, your W-2 form, your income tax returns with all schedules. Step three, contact the HARP lender. You go to HARP.gov and you can see what lenders are signed up for the HARP program, and you'll be able to deal with them directly. Find a list of approved HARP lenders. I just got through saying that. At one of these, tell them that you are interested in refinancing and you want to see if you can qualify for the HARP program. Go through the application approval and closing process. If your lender determines that you do qualify for the HARP program, they will guide you through the application approval and will assist you and to make your closing such an easy transaction for you. Now, check out your eligibility state and see, okay? Find out who the lenders are by just going to HARP.gov, because whether you live in Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas City, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York City, and North Carolina, North Dakota, Iowa, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia Island, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. There's no reason for you to be living in the state and to think that the HARP program cannot help you in those states. Go to HARP, HARP.gov, and get more information while still lasting for the HARP program so you can qualify for the HARP program. You can go to HARP program qualification status.
HarperCollins.gov.com, and you'll get up some heartbroken. You may find yourself going into certain lenders' website, and that's fine too, because then they're going to tell you, hey, yes, oh yes, we offer the heart program. So now you get a chance to see what can you do with them. Just because you went through one lender, listen. Just because you went through one lender, and then one lender said, no, you don't mean it. Sorry. No, you just didn't meet their particular criteria. Just keep in mind, they're allowed to place some of their little criteria on top of the criteria of qualifying, so because they're going to keep it in their portfolio. And so they got to kind of like balance their portfolio based off the criteria of the investors that they utilize. So therefore, that's why you're going to find certain mortgage companies to be a little bit different and certain banks to be different just as well. So if you miss qualifying through this one here, that's not the end of the show, then you go to another bank, okay? So you miss qualifying with the other bank, then find another bank, okay? You're going to find one that's going to be able to assist you. Now, because of course, you know one of the biggest criteria, you at least have to have been on time with your mortgage for at least 12 months, and of course, you need to have 12 months of the current mortgage that you're paying in reserve. So you got to show that you got some bucks in the bank, because they're not going to put you, you ain't going to have no bucks, but you got to have 12 months in the bank. They're not going to put you into this program just so you to fail. Okay, they're not going to put you there. If you're struggling right now, okay, if you're in a struggle right now, if you're behind right now, the HARP program is not going to help you. Okay, that's another program that can help you. Every state, and including the state that I mentioned, they have a hardship mortgage program. That's a different program, whole new different program. Each state has one. It's copying off of the national program, okay? The hardest hit mortgage program. Some of them call it Connecticut hardest hit mortgage program, Illinois hardest hit mortgage program, Wyoming hardest hit mortgage program, funded by the state, okay? Those are usually a first-come, first-served basis, okay? So you really got to get in there quickly, qualify quickly, and get it, because they run out of funds usually in 8 to 9 months, depending upon the state and the load of the foreclosures within that particular state. The federal program usually lasts longer, and no, you can't get on both of them at the same time. Usually, if you end it with one, you can start up with the federal government. So you need to try the federal government just as well. Not only try for your state, but try at the federal government points too. These are just some suggestion tools that could help you if you find yourself behind on your mortgage, okay? So you're able to do something. And you're able to fight out this. Go to blogtalkradio.com/mortgagetalk1, the number one symbol, and scroll down and look for foreclosure programs. It's there. That's good information. It's right there. That's blogtalkradio.com/mortgagetalk1. And there's some good programs down there that can help you and lead you out of foreclosure and even explain some foreclosure procedures. Yeah, I did say I'm going to do an updated foreclosure show. And I'm definitely going to do that. And matter of fact, I'm committed to do that. And on next Friday, we're going to open up a two-part mortgage foreclosure program. We're going to talk about some mortgage programs, how it works. We're going to walk you through some of the interesting twisting ways that we fall into foreclosure and how we can get ourselves out of foreclosure. There's hope at the end of the rainbow. Trust me, I'm going to have a lifeboat there. It's going to be a lifeboat. I'm going to pass out lifeboat like I'm passing out lifesavers. So next week, you're going to get a lifesaver from me. I'm going to hand you a lifesaver. Then I'm going to explain to you the process of the foreclosure that you're probably going through yourself. But then I'm going to keep telling you, there's hope, baby. There's hope. I'm telling you, there's hope. I'm telling you, because you don't see it. You don't see it. You don't feel it. You don't think it. So I'm going to feel it, think it, and say it, and send it to you, because that is what it's there for. Then I'm going to throw you the lifeboat, because there is one lifeboat, baby. It's big enough for you and the whole family, so I'm going to throw you the lifeboat. That's your backup. Listen, now. That's your backup. So I'm going to give you your backup, and I'm going to give you the solution of how to get out of it, and that's next week. All free. This is a $3,500 class. That's exactly what it costs. You go to blogtalkradio.com/mortgagetalk1, the number one symbol, and you can get that information. It's right there. But I but I realized that this is 2018, and some of that information was back in 2016 and 2014. That's okay. Some of the information is still relevant to today. There have only been a few changes in that process. Okay? But there are, but it have been a few. So I'm gonna update this just a tink of a bit because it's not that much of an update, but I'm gonna bring it to 2018. Because we got some new millennium people that are in foreclosure. And you know, new millennium people, they don't give a damn about nothing. And I'm gonna just tell you that just like it is. Well, fuck it. Man, I ain't stressing on this. So I'm gonna bring what you're gonna need to get out of foreclosure. The way to do is understand the situation that you're in. That's number one. Second thing to do is have the tools to be able to get out, which is not hard to do. The third thing to do is to utilize information that's been sent to you by the servicer or your mortgage company. Okay? The fourth thing to do is meet the timely obligation deadline point. Important. The fifth thing to do is to make sure all documentation is lined up in the proper stacking order form that they sent you when they send you out the modification. There it is. I'm going to talk to you about a modification. What is a modification? How does modification work? Do I need a third party to help me obtain a modification? That's why I say I'm going to open it up and explain everything to you. And I got the ace in the hole for the lifeboat. Got the ace in the hole for the lifeboat. But then I got some real words, because all of them are real anyway. But I have to hit people with a reality check. So I have to check a few of you because you're lost in space. But I'm going to check you with hope. I'm going to check you with love. I'm gonna check you so you'll be able to bounce out of this and you can come back again. So I got to hit you with some reality check points. That's not for everybody. But those are the ones that are in foreclosure and they have to be met too. We're going to talk about this in two parts. Part one, next Friday. Part two, the Friday after that. You see it on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to advertise throughout social media. You're going to see Blog Talk Mortgage Talk. Mortgage Talk. And Mortgage Talk has his own Facebook page. So you're going to see it on Mortgage Talk. How to get out of foreclosure. Guess what? It's going to cost you $3,500 to learn how to get out of foreclosure. All you got to do is tune in to WHPNN, so 106 Talk Radio at 8:30 on Friday, and we'll waive the fee. It's going to cost, I'm going to say it again, it's going to cost you. You want to know how to get out of foreclosure? Because you're going to learn not only how to get out of it, but not how to get back in it ever again. It's going to cost you money. You're going to have to spend some money on this. $3,500 is what I'm going to charge you to get you out of foreclosure, period. And all you got to do is just go to WHPNN, so 106 Talk, I'm sorry, WHPNN Radio Network. Just go by going to blogtalkradio.com/mortgagetalk1. Click on. Scroll down, you see it live, Mortgage Talk. You see the title of the show, 2008 Foreclosure Bailout, Part 1. And you click on, and you listen, and we waive the fee. You click on and you listen, and we waive the $3,500 fee. So go tell a friend that's in foreclosure. Let them know right now. Say, here, I got a way for you to get out of foreclosure. It's going to cost you $3,500. But all you got to do is just go to blogtalkradio.com/mortgagetalk1, the number one symbol. Click on at 8:30 on Friday, hosted by Rick Montgomery. And tune in live and listen and be there. And when you do that,
they will waive the $3,500 fee. And there's two parts to it, baby. So you're going to get your money's worth. Guarantee you. Guarantee you. And at the end, we got a bonus. We're going to throw you a lifeboat. Got some of y'all going to fall down the stairs. Some of you are going to get up and be clumsy. You're going to fall down some stairs. Some of you are going to get up and go listen to somebody who don't know what the hell they're talking about, and they're going to stop you in the midst of when you are doing the right thing because you listen to the show, and they're going to make you trip and fumble and fall. And you're going to trip and fumble and fall. And now you're going to look at yourself and, oh, my God, I don't mind. I messed up. Oh, my God, I never listened to him or her. I messed up. Oh, I remember. I got a lifeboat. And you can go pull that lifeboat out and find yourself back intact again. Some of you are just going to go, I ain't got time for this. I'm just going to exercise the lifeboat right now. That's some of you going to do it. But isn't it wonderful to have a lifeboat that's everlasting? It's not going to go away. It's not going to disappear. It's not going to evolve up in the sky. But if you follow what I'm telling you, you'll get out of foreclosure, and you still got that lifeboat hanging in the back end to be used whenever. You can either loan it out to somebody. You can loan the lifeboat out to somebody. And the lifeboat that you loan out, guess what? Guess what? It's assigned to you, and it's going to come back to you. So you don't ever lose this lifeboat. Everlasting lifeboat. Going to give it to you next Friday on Mortgage Talk. Everlasting lifeboat. Got to do an inspirational song. Then I'm going to close out the show. Dave, the man, you already have it planned already. Because I know I went over time a little bit. Okay, so inspiration song.
State Farm is there for you from the Douglas Bradley II office located at 8660 Broadway, Merrillville, Indiana. We have the friendliest staff this side of heaven anxiously waiting to serve you. Your needs become our priority. We are very prompt, professional, and courteous. We will keep you informed with up-to-date information when it concerns you and your family. We specialize in tailoring our products to your unique situation. The information you choose to share with us will be kept in the strictest confidence. We look forward to growing with your family and the needs that develop. We spoil our customers. We will not take your business for granted. We represent State Farm, but we work very hard for you. Our team members are Agent Douglas Bradley II, Angela Harris, Deborah Murphy, Kenneth Thames. You can contact us at area code 219-756-3700. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there for you.
Okay, well, we missed that, and that was the gospel music. Sorry, Dave. It was you know how I get, man. You know when I get into a rhythm and I'm going, man, you know it's hard for me to stop. And it's not Dave's fault. It really not, because Dave was like, inspiration time, inspiration time, inspiration time. And he just kept saying it in the ear, inspiration time. And I'm not, okay, Dave, I got you. He's like, inspiration time. So it's not Dave's fault. It is my fault for going over. We are missing. I'm trying to key in one right now, Dave. You know, I'm here. But somehow mine is just not, it's not letting go through. But I'm not going to, you know what? I'm not going to let it stop me, man. I'm just not going to let it stop me. Okay, hold on. I don't know why it wouldn't go through here, but I'm going to solve this whole problem, Dave, man. I'm going to solve this whole problem right here. Be right back. Got here. Now, so don't worry. You're not going to get in trouble. I'm not going to get in trouble. Carry on doing this. It's not going to yell at me. It's not going to yell at you. We're going to inspiration song for Mortgage Talk. It's coming up right now. Sorry about the missing of the first, but here is a good inspiration song.
Thank you.
Nothing too hard for God. Nothing impossible for God. Nothing. And I'm talking to my foreclosure people out there. Next Friday, tune in to Mortgage Talk. We're going to have part one of foreclosure bailout. How to get out of foreclosure. It's going to cost you $3,500 to learn this. So come on. Get ready. Get your money ready. Come on. Get the secret so you know what it is. Because once you know it, you can. It's up to you. You can share with whoever you want to share it with. I'm telling you. It's there. It's right there. Third-party people charges you $4,000 and more. It's right there. And it takes them, what, some say 3 months, 4 months to do this? Oh, come on. Give me a break. It don't take that long. Yes, it does. It takes long. No, it doesn't. You're talking to someone who has never lost a foreclosure case, period. Never. You know why? Because there's nothing too hard, impossible for God. And you put your hands in God's hand, and he'll lead you all the way, even when you're helping somebody else. Ain't that something? But you got to have a little faith, too. You got to have that faith. Remember, faith of a mustard seed. You have to have that faith, too. So we're going to talk about it. Part one of Mortgage Talk. Next Friday at 8:30, we're going to be talking about foreclosure and helping you get out of foreclosure. And I'm going to have a lifeboat, baby. I got a lifeboat to share with you. I'm going to have that lifeboat, and I'm going to share that lifeboat with you. Okay? Now, some of you are going to need it. Some of you are going to need it. Even if you spend the money, you're still going to need it. Okay? Next week, we're going to talk about it here on Mortgage Talk. That's it for us on Mortgage Talk today. It is a wonderful day. It is a great day. It's just beautiful outside. It's got to be beautiful in your neck of the woods, warm in your neck of the woods. I get a chance to say it's warm in my neck of the woods, too. Most of the time when I think of warmness, I go, somebody's really enjoying their warmness, and I got to be stuck here in the cold, in the crisp breeze, cold of the windy city. But now I can say, hey, man, I feel the heat, baby. It's all good for me. Good out there with you? Yeah, hot out here too with us. Okay, hot out here too with us. But I'm more excited about the heat. Some of y'all are like, oh, we can't face this heat. No, I love it. Bring on the heat. Keep the heat coming. Bring it on. Because it's coming to an end for us out here. It's winding down. And they say we're now heading downhill. So we're picking up the heat that was once up there or came down. We're getting that heat down because we're going downhill. But that's okay. That's okay. And we're going to join y'all in the crop of the climate. You know, have us a little spread out there too. You know what I mean? Hey. Nothing impossible, too hard for God. Nothing, and I mean nothing. Hope this information has helped you guys so much talking to you about Fannie Mae and to let you know who and what Fannie Mae is and where Fannie Mae, how Fannie Mae was in trouble back in 2009, what the losses was and how the federal government had to spend some of the money to help the bailout of that. And then to talk to you most importantly about the HART program coming to an end. I'm telling you, talk to your congressman, make a demand on your congressman that you want this program. You need this program. This program is there for you. There is no other program to take its place. Well, there are similar programs that could help probably maybe 50% of you. Some of you are not going to get it because there are no, name me what on the program is going to pull you out for being underwater. Okay? Underwater. That's the whole key element of the HART program. That leaves millions of homeowners out in the cold that is underwater. Nothing to do with your credit, nothing to do with your paying on time, but leave you out in the cold underwater. This balances you out. This brings you back. This gives you a lower rate. The HART program. So you need to talk to your congressman. Okay? They work for you. They work for you. You need to make some harsh demands. And you need to get up on this. Stop being asleep. Stop just sleeping and let this thing be thrown at you. Because they're trying to hide it from you. They throw it out there so they can say, we had it out there. I mean, you didn't see it? It was right over there. It was behind that far giant standing there, but it was right there. Well, guess what? We all moved it from the giants and brought it to the forefront here on Mortgage Talk. We want you to know about it. We want you to start telling other people about it, too. Send them to blogtalkradio.com/mortgagetalk1 and let them hear the show today about the HART program. It's a good program. It is. It should not end. It should not end when it's helping people. When it's helping. It doesn't need critiquing. It's helping. So it shouldn't end. You need to make a stand. One can't shout for all, but all can shout for all and make a difference. Stand up. Make a difference. Nothing impossible. Nothing too hard for God. You can make that difference. Talk to you next Friday on part one of the foreclosure that we'll be talking about. Thank you so much for listening to Mortgage Talk. Appreciate you guys as always. And I'll talk with you, if the good Lord's will, next Friday. Sign off from WHPNN Radio Network right here on Block Talk Radio. Good night, everybody. You're listening to WHPNN Radio Network. Thank you.